during the so-called polar vortex, Terry Sprader and her friends braved the cold to see the 80s cover band Star Farm. She was celebrating her friend Jennifer Kowalski's birthday at Billy's Lounge in Grand Rapids.
I grew up in the 80s. I was in high school in the 80s, so I know all the songs they sing. It's so much fun.
Takes you back.
Yeah.
On a typical weekend in Southwest Michigan, you're bound to see at least one 80s cover band. About six bands frequent the area, and they never fail to draw a crowd. Lansing-based band Star Farm actually started out as a variety show, playing 70s, 80s, 90s, and top 40 hits. Here's singer Whitney Spotts.
They just sort of watched what people were reacting the most toward and saw that the 80s stuff would always pack the dance floor. I think it was when they added in the tracksuits, the visual component, we do full costume, that was sort of when everything really firmed up in that direction.
Each cover band seems to have its own personality. They play different kinds of songs, wear different costumes, and add their own touches to their shows. Mega 80s out of Detroit prides itself on its ever-changing experience with music videos and props. Carrie Denha is the singer for Mega 80s. He says it's no secret that people in their 40s and 50s love 80s music. It's what they grew up with. But Denha says there's more to the 80s popularity.
Very happy time for a lot of different people. The music's really upbeat. I think everything's in a major key. I think that probably has a lot to do with it.
And Spot says they're easy to dance to. One thing many cover bands strive for is to play the songs just like the originals. Spot says though 80s songs are fun, they can be challenging to reproduce.
The pop songs, you know, Cyndi Lauper, there's multiple synth tracks on that, multiple keyboard tracks. And we've got Like a Prayer, it's got, you know, backing choir vocals. There's a lot going on and we don't cut corners. We have a rule, we try to replicate a song within 90% accuracy, and if we can't do that, then we're probably not going to play it.
Dana Marate plays drums for Star Farm. Like many musicians who play covers, Marate used to play his own songs, but that doesn't make him any less of an artist.
I don't think there's anything wrong with playing cover music. I mean, all the great jazz musicians, all the songs they played, almost all of them
were cover music. So
I mean, if you're a professional musician and you want to get paid, you typically got to bow down to your audience, what they want, or your employer.
The Spasmatics are a commercial 80s nerd band based in two cities. Andrew Blake is the singer for the one out of Chicago. They played a show in Kalamazoo almost every month last year. Blake says it's great being an 80s band now, but
it won't last. The next thing that'll be coming out are a bunch of 90s bands doing grunge and that kind of thing, the dance songs of the 90s. That will be the next wave to come. It's just like anything else. It's a trend.
Does that worry you for the future? You know, in another 10 years, you think you're going to have to change up your game or start doing 90s stuff?
I mean, we're not afraid of that because that's what we do. You know, we were a disco band before this. We still have a disco band. But the thing with the 80s is it's a strong decade, and it's a fun decade. And the music that came out of that era is timeless.
'80s cover band Star Farm will play at Shakespeare's Pub in Kalamazoo Saturday night.